We've been asking actors about auditioning this month, how much work it is getting a part to play. Every day, dozens, hundreds, thousands of actors try out for roles. A handful of them succeed. For her final conversation in this series, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg talks with a great American character actor.
William H. Macy got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in the 1996 film Fargo. He played car dealer Jerry Lundegaard, a dim bulb plotting the kidnapping of his wife.
See, it's not me paying the ransom. The thing is, my wife, she's wealthy. Her dad, he's real well off. Now, I'm in a bit of trouble.
What kind of trouble are you in, Jerry?
Well, that's I'm not gonna get into see, I just need the money. Now, her dad, he's real well off.
So why don't you just ask him for the money?
They don't know I need it, see? Okay, so there's that. And even if they did, I wouldn't get it. So there's that on top then. See, these are personal matters.
Since Fargo, William Macy has appeared in lots of films. Boogie Nights, Wag the Dog, Magnolia, State and Maine, and right now, Jurassic Park 3. Macy has done a good deal of stage work. With David Mamet, he founded the Atlantic Theater Company in New York. On television, he's had a recurring role on ER. William Macy auditioned for all these parts, but his biggest audition, or at least the longest one, was for Joel and Ethan Coen, directors of Fargo.
I was called in to read for one of the smaller roles, and they said, that's real good. You want to read Jerry Lundegaard? I said, yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, I'd love to. So I went out in the hall. I worked on it for about 5 minutes. I came back in. I read it. They said, that's real good. You want to go home and work on it and come back tomorrow? I said, yeah, I would. So every actor I knew in Los Angeles was up all night with me. I ran these scenes until I was sick of them. I walked back in the next day. I auditioned. They said, that's really good. Good. You want to do anything else? I said, no, that's it. Just give me the role. And I said, yeah, well, we'll call you. And then I found out that they were still auditioning. They were in New York. So I hopped on an airplane and flew to New York and walked in and said, I want to audition again. And it's been reported that I said, if you don't give me this role, I'll kill your dog. You know, every once in a while, as an actor, you can play that card. You can say, listen, guys, I have a vision here. This is my role. You're going to make a dreadful mistake if you don't give it to me. But you can't play that card very often, and you better be right when you play that card. And I think it does go a distance with the director to hear that you really, really believe in this character and this project.
Yeah. But you know, William Macy, that idea of that sense that you had to have this part. I mean, don't you feel that every time you go out to get a role? So why should this time be different from any other time?
No, I don't feel that every time. Of all the roles I get, there is a small percentage of them that feel like I was born to play. Other times, it's either repeating yourself or it's yeoman work. It's supporting the two or three leads. You're there to bolster the plot, but you don't have much of a plot yourself. That's the life of an actor.
You are, at the moment, one of the workingest actors in the United States, but like lots of actors, you weren't always that busy, and you put in your time going on auditions for television commercials. What is that like?
Well, I guess if auditioning is the hell of the acting world, then you would have to go to the sub-basement of hell to find auditions for commercials.
Dear.
First of all, they never end. If you're a working commercial actor, you're probably going to go on two or three commercial calls a day, 5 days a week, 50 weeks out of the year. And three quarters of them, the answer will be no. And that's if you're successful.
Yeah. You had a good deal of success, or some success anyway, at doing ads, but then you decided to give it up. Would you describe that day for us, please, the day you decided no more commercials?
It was the fifth audition on the fifth day of the week, and I walked in, and this poor young woman, who was clearly an intern from college working that summer, was there putting everybody down on tape. And it was for Ring Around the Collar. Remember that campaign?
You
Ring
bet.
Around the Collar. Well, this was the third round of Ring Around the Collar. It had been running for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. And I walked in with this hapless young woman that I was auditioning with who really wanted it. But I was fried, as I said, when I got there. And this poor young woman who was running the audition sort of gave a big sigh and said, okay, you walk in and you're real sad and then you're real happy and then you get there and then you look at her and you're describing all the intricacies of the script and how I should act it. And I said, wait a second, excuse me. This is Ring Around the Collar. It's been running for 50 years. It was written by idiots for idiots. Do you really think you have to describe and explain the copy to me? And there was a stunned pause. And the woman I was auditioning with said, well, I would like your help. You could explain the copy to me. My phone was ringing when I got home. They said, they never want to see you again. I said, you know, just, it's okay. Just tell them I'm on vacation for the rest of my life.
You told Esquire magazine that your acting credo was in part, don't make things up and don't care if anybody likes you. But the thing is, isn't getting a part all about making them like you? Isn't that a definition of the audition?
Yes, and it's just one of the weird things about acting that the best way to make them like you is not care if they like you or not. There is nothing more appealing than a person who is so sure of what he's doing that he doesn't care whether you like him or not. That is a very appealing thing, that kind of sureness about what you're doing. Because when it comes down to it, the actor's task is to perform some action. That's what it's not about emotion, it's about action. It's two people, two actors sitting down across from each other. One of them wants X, the other one wants Y, and with the dialogue, they duke it out. One of them's going to win. The writer will decide who. But it's duking it out, getting the other person to do your bidding. And there's nothing more appealing than someone who's willing to do that, whether it makes him likable or not, whether it's flattering or not.
William H. Macy, the H stands for Hall, 51 years old, born in Miami, raised mostly in Cumberland, Maryland, started out majoring in veterinary medicine, changed his mind. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.